7. Now, young people, hey, young people, I want to fool around, I want to talk, and any mess around, put your phones away. Okay? Pay attention right up here. You don't have a Bible? There's a Bible for you. There you go. All right, sit up. Hey, sit up. Good. Okay. We're in Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to look at verses 13 through 23 in Matthew chapter 7. Are you there? Matthew 7, beginning with verse 13. Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, and inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." And let's pray. Father, bless this time we're going to spend together in your word once again. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to hearts. If there are some here this morning who are not saved, that they would come to Christ today. We know the most important decision that person ever makes in this lifetime is to receive Christ. We know that that's the way to eternal life. There is no other way. And we thank you, you've made salvation available. And Lord, we know there are some who profess salvation. There are some who do many good works in your name, but they'll never, never see heaven. Lord, I pray that you convict hearts here today. Do the work that only you can do. Lord, help me to say everything you want said and not say anything you wouldn't want said. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, we're already up there. Why do so many end up in hell? In verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter in at the straight gate." Now that means narrow. "For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." The fact is, Jesus is once again revealing and making clear there are a whole lot more folks ending up in hell than heaven. And this morning we're going to talk about that. As I thought about this, I thought about, you know, the doctrine of a real, literal hell is very unpopular today. People today do not want to believe that there is really such a place, or such a place that anyone would end up there. Yet the reality of hell is one that is taught clearly in the Bible. And while people can deny its existence, their denial does not make its existence untrue. There are many who say, "Well, I don't believe in a real literal hell." Well, one second after you wake up after death, you will understand the real literal hell. because you're probably going to be there. Now, the hell described in the Bible is an unimaginably terrible place. So terrible that our human minds cannot even comprehend it. According to the Bible, hell is a place of torment, a place of suffering. It's a place of darkness and loneliness. And Jesus describes it in Mark chapter 9 as a place where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Now, one final truth about hell is this: that God does not want anyone to go there. Actually, if you read your Bible, you'll learn that hell was not created for man, but was created for the devil and his angels, according to Matthew 25, verse 41. God's will is that no one would ever go to hell. In 1 Timothy 2, 4, the Bible says, speaking of God, who will have all men to be saved. That's God's will. You say, well, that's God's will. Why isn't everybody saved? Because God gave us a will. And we have a will to accept what God wants for us or to reject it. Sadly, many do not accept. Peter tells us in 2 Peter that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Listen, God does not want one person to end up in hell. And so God, in His grace and mercy and love, made a way for us to go to heaven. But you see, that way is a narrow way. What I mean by that is there is only one way. And that way is through Jesus Christ and His finished work on Calvary. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's the provision of Almighty God for salvation. You know, there's a way, only one way, and that is faith in Jesus Christ. Today, in verses 13 and 14 of our text, we find Jesus dealing with this subject. He talks there about two ways, a broad and a narrow. He says of the broad way, it leads to destruction, and that's a picture of the road to hell. The other is the narrow way, and that's a picture of the road that leads to eternal life in heaven. He says that broad way is the way that many travel. The narrow way is the few that come to Christ and be saved. And so here we find the answer as to why so many end up in hell. It's because they've refused the narrow way, the one way, and are on the broad way. And they're on their way to destruction. Now, this morning I want to share with you some reasons why so many people really end up in hell. Number one, because of their ignorance. I'm not talking bad about them. I'm just saying because they're ignorant. They don't have the knowledge, so to speak. You see, many are going to die and go to hell because no one carried the gospel to them. No one told them the way of salvation. They don't know how to be saved. See, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen, we're all under the condemnation of sin. We've seen that in John 3. The condemnation of sin is on all mankind. Why? Because we've all sinned. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, listen, this is a sad truth, but you know these little babies that come into this world, aren't they cute? Those little red, puffy little, aren't they cute? Pastor Verdena, you say they all look like Winston Churchill. Aren't they cute? Listen, those little cute little bundles are sinners. That's terrible to say that. It's true. Every person born into this world comes into this world as a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, we're hopelessly lost without Christ because we're sinners. In Ephesians chapter 2, it talks about that. In Acts chapter 4, Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Listen, we're all sinners. We're under the condemnation of sin. We're hopelessly lost without Christ. There is no other way. And all need to come to Christ, but the only way a person can come to Christ is they hear the gospel message. Paul says, Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So unless somebody hears the gospel message or sees the gospel message, gets the gospel message, they're not going to get saved. And so a lot of people are going to end up in hell. Why? Because they never got the gospel message. You say, that's not fair. Well, God says it's fair because in Romans 1, he says every man has the revelation of God in his heart, and that every man is without excuse, because if he'll respond to what light God has given him, God will give him more light. Amen. God says they're all without excuse. But I want to get back to this thing. Some people have never heard. The gospel message then needs to be taken to the whole world. That's why Jesus said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to all creatures. To every creature. Hey, he wasn't talking about preaching to the animals. He's talking about every person in this world. Take the gospel to every person in this world. Why? Because they're all going to die and go to hell if you don't. Listen, there's a lot of people in foreign lands who have never heard the gospel. We've got to send missionaries. I just read a letter from the Ottensons. They're over there in New Guinea. And I don't know if you remember them. They went to New Guinea, and to get where they're ministering, they got to hike like 2 days over the mountains. And they went to a people who do not have a written language. All they have is oral. Now the Ottensons are working there trying to understand their language and to get the Word of God in their language so they can understand. But in the meanwhile, they are winning people to Christ. How? Telling them. Telling them the good news. Listen, there's places all around this world where missionaries are taking the good news and people are getting saved, and that's encouraging. But listen, there's still some places that there is no gospel witness. And you know, we say, oh, that's terrible. But let me tell you this. Not only are there countless souls across the seas who are not getting a gospel witness, we have them in our own backyard. Don't ever assume that everybody in America has heard the gospel. Now, I believe this. I believe everybody in America has opportunity to hear the gospel. Listen, we hand out tracts. There's radio stations. There's TV programs. You know, the gospel is around, but there's a lot of people who have never once in their lifetime heard a clear presentation of the gospel. Now, sometimes it's their fault because some soul winner knocked on their door, wanted to talk to them, and they said, oh, I'm not interested. Been there, got that T-shirt. But a lot of people, nobody's ever knocked on their door. See, I grew up in a little town until I was 12 years old. I was in a little town south of Pittsburgh, about 30 miles south. My dad was a coal miner. Our town had 3,000 people in it. We had a Catholic church, we had a Presbyterian church, we had a Methodist church. And we had a black church. I'm trying to think of any other churches we had. But here's the point I want to make. I left there when I was almost 13 years old. Never one time did anybody come around a knock on our door and invite me to ride a bus or invite me to go to a Bible preaching church. I moved out to Northeast Philadelphia, Fairless Hills. I lived there till I was 33, I guess. Now, until I was 18 years old, nobody had ever told me that Jesus would save me. I belonged to the Catholic Church. I went sometimes on Christmas and Easter if I wasn't too busy. But nobody ever told me how to get saved. I lived in America, but nobody told me. We go out door knocking. This will amaze you. Sometimes we find people, and especially young people, who have no idea about God or Jesus Christ. Now, the first time that happened, I was just taken back. Talking to a young man, said, "You know about Jesus?" "No." "What do you mean, no? Who's Jesus?" That's hard to imagine growing up in a home where somebody's not told about God or Jesus or anything, but it's here in America. But see, what we need to understand is every person who's in that situation is going to end up in hell unless somebody tells them. The only way people get saved is for people to share the gospel. And that's on us. This picture, there's another one back there, same thing. Few people on the cross going over into Jesus' hands there. Lots of people going into the hellfire. Some of those are going to go because ignorance, nobody ever told them. But there's a second reason. These are the verses, Romans 10, and I read them to you. But there's another reason people end up in hell, and that's because of their indifference. Look what Jesus said. "And he spake a parable unto them. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?' He said, 'This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Do they require thy soul? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Now, indifference. See, a lot of people end up in hell because they were just kind of indifferent towards eternal matters. And the reason they're indifferent is because they get so wrapped up in the affairs of everyday life, they give no time, no thought to what's going to happen when I leave this life. It's all about today. It's all about me. It's all about the here and now. They never give thought to what's going to happen when I die. I often ask people, "If you die today, you know for sure you're going to heaven?" "Well, I think so. I hope so," that kind of thing. And I had a man not too long ago on soul winning say, "Well, I'm just going to go to a hole in the ground." I said, "Oh, no, that's not true." I said, "You know, if you read the Bible," of course he didn't believe in creation, but I do. I'd rather believe God than anybody. I said, "When God created man, he did something with man he didn't do for the other animals. The Bible says he breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Which means you have a spirit living in you that's going to live somewhere forever. God put in us an eternal soul, an eternal spirit that will never die. So that everybody is going to live somewhere forever. And there's only two places you can live when you die. You're either going to live in heaven or you're going to live in hell. Now, people today don't want to recognize that. They don't want to acknowledge that. They want to think, you know, well, I hope I'm going to get to heaven. Or some of them say, "Well, I'm just going to a hole in the ground." But see, it's all because they're wrapped up in this life right here. It's all about this. You know, in Luke 12, Jesus said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? You know, here's a man, he prospered. We read the story how his crops came in, and boy, everything was just expanding so quickly. He was building bigger barns and storing more stuff, and he was going to do all that, and then he was going to sit back and take his ease. He was going to retire. And God said, you're a fool, because tonight your soul is going to be required of you. See, we don't know if we have another day to live. We never know when our time's up. You young people, hey, young people, look up here. Don't look at your hair, look at me. I look better than your hair anyway. Listen, you young people think you're going to live forever. You probably don't think too much about you could die. You say, I'm young. Old people like the preacher die. No. Everybody dies. We just don't know when. Listen, I've known teenagers that died. I've known babies that died. I've known middle-aged adults that die. Old people that die. See, age is no issue in death. When God says your number's up, you're going to die. We need to understand that. And we need to realize after we die, there's a judgment. And so we need to make preparation in this life so that when we die, we can go to heaven. Oh, so many people wrapped up today in the physical things. Folks are too busy today to hear the gospel. Listen, it gets frustrating sometimes. We go out on Thursday night and we'll be knocking on doors just wanting to tell people about Jesus. I don't know how many times we've had them come to... I hate this one. This one really grinds my gears. Yeah, what can I do for you? How can you talk to me and the person on the phone at the same time? And now, I want to talk to you about a serious matter. How am I going to talk to you about Jesus? But they do. They come. Hold on a minute. What do you want? Well, I want to talk to you about the Lord. I'm on the phone. There goes my opportunity. How about this one? Hey, I want to talk to you about the Lord. You know, we're from the church. We're visiting. I want to invite you to visit our church. You go to church anywhere. I'm right in the middle of cooking dinner. I hear that a lot. And this is like 7:30 at night. Or they come and they have, oh, I was just on my way out. Or no, I don't have time right now. I'm right in the middle of some things. They don't have time to hear the gospel. And they're going to die and go to hell. Indifferent. Folks today think they're going to live forever. And let me share this with you. And this is something that I really see in our society. People today think doctors can fix everything. They do. People think, well, you know, I've got a bad heart, or I've got this, or I've got that. I'm going to go down to the hospital. They're going to do some things. I'm going to come home fine. Well, voice of experience. Doctors can do more harm than good sometimes. And sometimes doctors have to look at you and say, nothing I can do. But people don't have that attitude today. Oh, yeah. And you know, we see all the commercials for medicine on TV. Do you know they can cure anything from the commercials on TV? If you believe them. But if you believe the commercials on TV, also you don't want to take anything they're advertising because they give you all the negative sides. And when they're done, I say, who would want to take that? That's the society we're living in. We talked in Sunday school about people saying, well, I'm doing okay without God. Got a good job, nice house, nice vehicles, got a place in the mountains, place at the shore. I got money in the bank, I got a nice portfolio. What do I need God for? Because you're going to die. That's why. And remember, Jesus said, you're going to leave it all behind. I was reading in Ecclesiastes. Sometimes I don't like reading Ecclesiastes. Huh? It can get pretty negative. Solomon found out what life was all about, and he said, it's all vain. It's empty. And he was talking, I was reading the other day about how he's talking about, you're going to make all this stuff and build all this stuff and have all this stuff. You're going to die and leave it to somebody, and they're going to waste it. The people are so wrapped up in today. They don't have time. They're just indifferent towards spiritual things. And one day, they're going to die and go to hell. A lot of folks are going to die to go to hell because of ignorance and indifference. We read that. How about inadvertently? What do you mean by that? Well, here's what I mean by that. Some people think they're going to heaven. They have good intentions. But Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. Thy name done wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. See, many are going to burn in hell forever who thought they were doing what was necessary to escape hell. These are poor, misguided, and mistaken souls who found out too late that their way was the wrong way. See, a lot of folks are going to go to hell because they followed a false religion. Proverbs tells us there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. You know, there's a lot of false teachers out there today. A lot of false doctrine out there today. A lot of people being misled out there today. A lot of religions propagated and practiced around the world. And these religions are just leading people to hell. I run into people and, you know, ask them that question about if you die, are you sure you're going to heaven? Yeah. Well, how are you going to get there? You know, why should God let you? Well, I had one man say this. Preacher, you know, heaven's like up here on the mountaintop. And we're all just people climbing up in our different directions, but we're all trying to get to him. Doesn't that sound great? Isn't that wonderful? Shame it's not biblical. No, we're not all coming in different directions. You come one direction, you don't come. But there's a lot of people practicing religion, and they're going to follow it their whole life. And one second after they die, they're going to realize, I've been misled. But it's too late. And inadvertently, they're going to end up in hell. See, we do not all work for the same boss, like one man said. The Hindu, the Muslim, the Mormon, Scientology follower, the JW, the Moonies, the Hare Krishnas, will never enter into heaven because they're trying to do it their way. God says there's only one way. Many end up in hell trusting their good works for salvation. Oh, how many people think that because they're good people, they're going to heaven? Now, here's a hard statement. You ready? There's going to be a lot of good people in hell. Did you hear me? There's going to be a lot of religious. There's going to be a lot of moral. There's going to be a lot of nice people. There's going to be a lot of benevolent people burning in hell. Because God didn't say you get to heaven by being good or moral or religious or anything else. God said you get to heaven by trusting Jesus Christ, and they did not do that. We see these people who, these Muslims, you know, they bow down five times a day to pray. They're praying to a false god. We can't get Christians to bow down once a day and pray to the real God. They'll take their little carpet, and doesn't matter where they are, they'll throw that carpet down and they'll start praying five times a day. They'll make a pilgrimage, if at all possible, sometime in their life, they'll make a pilgrimage to Mecca. They're willing to actually die as a martyr because they believe it's going to get them to heaven. That's why these people are strapping bombs on themselves and blowing themselves up. They believe they're doing a good work and it's going to be rewarded in heaven. And 1 second after that bomb goes off, they realize they've been duped, they've been lied to, and they're going to end up in hell. Why do so many people end up there? Because they're on this broad way, and the broad way leads to destruction. Religion sends people to hell. Listen, if we can get to heaven by being good, if we can get to heaven by being religious, then the Bible says Jesus died in vain. Think about it. Paul says in Galatians 2:21, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I've had people tell me, you know, they're being good. And I said, well, your good works won't save you. By the way, if that's the case, if being good could get you to heaven, how many good works do you have to do? And what's the list? How do you know you've done enough? And which ones are you supposed to do? You know, nobody's ever answered me. Listen, so many end up in hell because of following erroneous ways. I said about the martyrs. You see the World War II pictures you see those Japanese kamikaze pilots coming at our ships. You know why they did that? Because they told them there was a great reward in heaven for them if they martyred themselves like that. It's a shame. People die and go to hell because of that. And then some go to hell because of neglect, inadvertently. They didn't mean to end up in hell. But they didn't act on the truth, you know, they heard the gospel. They didn't do anything. And then one final thing. Some people will end up in hell intentionally. Now this blows my mind. You say, why would anyone want to end up in hell? Because they've believed the lie of the devil. See, he's told people hell isn't such a bad place. Hell's just a place where, you know, you won't be with the angels. Well, if you're not with the angels, who are you going to be with? Many of us have heard this. Well, I'm going to die and go to hell and party with my buddy. We're going to party hardy. The Bible says hell is a place of darkness. See, I don't believe anybody's going to see anybody else in hell. Have you ever been alone? I mean, really alone for a prolonged period? Can you imagine being in darkness and alone forever? And along with it, all the suffering of the fire and the worms and all that's involved in all that. I told one man, he told me he wanted to die and go to hell. And I said, sir, if you had any idea how bad hell is, you'd never say that. Some people go intentionally. Some people go intentionally because they reject the gospel. How many times have we presented the gospel to somebody and we've said, now, would you like to trust Christ as your Savior? And they said, no. How many people have come to a church service where the gospel is preached and we've invited people, come and be saved. Come and let us show you from the Bible how you can have eternal life. And they have no interest. I mean, I know some people sometimes don't come. They're embarrassed or something. Their hearts really want to come, but, you know, they're too embarrassed. I'm talking about people just harden their heart. I don't want anything to do with this. Hey, okay. Have it your way. But you'll burn in hell forever. Many chose hell by rejecting the gospel. Some people even choose hell by rejecting the reality of it. How many of you have ever talked to a Jehovah's Witness? How many of you heard them, had them try to tell you there is no hell? You know, the Jehovah's Witness religion was started by a man named Charles Taze Russell. He was actually from Western Pennsylvania. But he started that religion back in the mid-1800s because he was in a congregational-type church which preached the Bible, and they preached on a hell that had torment and suffering, and he didn't like that. So he purposed he was going to go start his own religion where there is no hell. That's where the Jehovah's Witnesses came from. And now they go around spreading that damnable heresy. Oh, that's just the grave. It's Sheol. And they try to explain it away. Jesus said it's hell. And he said when people die, they wake up in torment in hell. But see, a lot of people just don't want to believe in it. You know, the next to the last pope, Pope John Paul, said he didn't believe in a real literal hell. He said it's some kind of state of mind or something. Listen, the Bible is very explicit. Jesus preached as much and maybe more on hell as he did on heaven. But people say, I just don't want to believe that. Well, as I said in my opening, you can deny it all you want. Doesn't change the fact. Hell's a real place and people go there. And the fact is, more people are dying and going to hell than people are dying and going to heaven. And that ought to burden our hearts. That really ought to tear us up. By the way, there's one more group that intentionally is going to die and go to hell. Might be some in this room today. I don't know. Who are you talking about? People who the Holy Spirit deals with in their heart about needing to get saved, and they say no. They harden their heart. Many will sit in a church and time and again when the invitation is given, they know, I need to get saved. I need to get saved. And they won't do anything about it. One day they'll die, and it'll be too late. So if you're here this morning and the Holy Spirit's speaking to your heart about, hey, you need to get saved, friend, do it. Because God don't want you in hell. He did everything he could possibly do to keep you out of hell. Now it's up to you. He says, if you'll come, I'll save you. If you'll surrender your will, come to Christ. You won't ever have to worry or be concerned about hell. By the way, that's a very, very good feeling. I've been saved, I don't know, 100 years or something, but I never have to worry about hell. I don't ever worry about hell. I'm not going there. If I go there, Jesus has to go. Because I got him. He promised me eternal life, and I know when I die where I'm going. Listen, hell's a terrible place. And the Bible describes it so clearly as a terrible place. And yet, the picture shows it. Jesus says it. More are going to die and go to hell than go to heaven. Why? Because the way is narrow. There is only one way. He said it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this precious truth. Thank you that you've made a way for us to be delivered from the threat of hell. You sent Jesus to die and to pay the penalty that we owe. And you've promised any and all who will come to you and receive Christ as their Savior, put their faith in him and not anything they do, not their religion, not their good works. You've promised you would save them. Father, we pray today that you'll work in hearts, you'll work in lives. You'll touch hearts here today. And any who are here without Christ would come to Christ today.